What is a credit inquiry? Because I keep seeing that pop up on my credit report, but I don't really understand what it is because I see something that says soft and I see something that says hard. What does that really mean? What's up, everybody? This is your boy Gary B with Mentally Financial, aka Uncle G. Hey, we are here today. I got this 6-part series going on about how to understand your credit report. So on this week's episode, we're going to talk about credit inquiries and what they are. And I hope you've been listening to the other videos, because basically I'm just breaking it down because I want you to really understand what a credit report looks like and how easy it is to do it for yourself. All right. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break and I'll be back in a minute. This is your boy Gary B with Mentally Financial. Peace. Welcome back to Mentally Financial with your boy Gary B, aka Uncle G. Hey, on this season, like I said, I've been trying to bring y'all some good stuff and I want to keep it coming to you. My business, GB Rohn Jr. Financial, I teach people about credit education and financial literacy as a whole. So this 6-part series is really dear to my heart because I don't want to keep y'all out there, keep spending money on something you can do for yourself. You just need to learn it. I mean, I understand some things they just don't want to do, and I respect that part. But I want you to at least take the opportunity to look at it. So when somebody's telling you something, then you will know if it's true what they're telling you, okay? So today we're going to talk about credit inquiries and what they are. A credit inquiry is an inquiry that records whenever your credit report is pulled, i.e., viewed by another party, such as a lender or a credit card company or a service provider, landlord, or insurance. So basically, anyone who pulls your credit report will have an inquiry placed onto your credit report, okay? Credit inquiries remain on your credit report for up to 2 years, and each can temporarily result in a slight dip in your overall credit standing, okay? So basically what that's trying to say to you is, anytime somebody looks at your credit report, like when you go out to look for a car or a house, get a job, get an apartment, get whatever, sometime they pull your records, okay? Now, that's considered a hard inquiry. Soft inquiries are when an agency looks at your report and they just trying to see what they may be able to offer in the future, okay? So like, let's say you have a credit card already or you have a charge card. Sometimes they come into your account and they just review it and say, hey, this person been paying their bills, they're doing pretty good, so hey, let's offer them something different, or let's give them a little incentive to get more money from us or use their card more often. So you got soft inquiries that does not hurt you at all, and then you have those hard inquiries that don't really hurt you, but they do bring your score down a little bit. Now, another thing about inquiries, if you're out looking for a house or you're looking for a car, anything that you do within a 45-day period, you're normally good. Even if you get 20, 30, or 40 inquiries, they're only going to hit you one time. You might see all of them report on there, but you really won't get hit score-wise but one time. And that's because most people know that you're out there trying to find something, especially if it's a house or a car. You're trying to get the best deal you can get. And sometimes they always, look at different lenders that can give you what you deserve or what you want, okay? Now, if you wish, you can opt out of allowing companies to look at your credit report without, your permission. You can do that, okay? This is just simply remove your name and contact information from the list that credit bureaus sell to banks, so they can, they won't be able to send it to these people that offer you those pre-approval credit cards and stuff offers. So that's how they get that. So when you be wondering how people know who you are, these credit bureaus or credit reporting agencies send your it will sell your information to these companies, to these banks and things, okay? So you can opt out of that anytime you get ready by just sending them a letter. So with that being said, like I said, on this episode we talked about credit inquiries, the hard and the soft pulls, okay? So hey, y'all keep checking out these series, preferably in order, and y'all will get this information together. So hey, we got a couple of more episodes to go. We're going to be talking about public records, we're going to be talking about the personal statements, and we're going to talk about when does the information on the credit report get updated, okay, in the next couple of episodes coming up. And this is your boy Uncle G. Hey, I keep it real. I'm trying to be real with you, and I'm being very transparent. So when you hear me make mistakes, I'm letting you know I'm not reading from a script. I'm being real. I'm bringing it right off the top of my dome, okay? So work with me. I'm just here to give you the information on both our own levels. I'm not trying to say you below my level or I'm above your level. I like to talk to you real, the way you can understand understand it, and not with big words that they try to impress us with. Okay, so once again, hey, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for the support. Hey, even if you might not need this information, please put it out there to somebody who does. I'm your boy, Gary B, aka Uncle G. Love ya. Peace.
I want to give a big shout out to all my incredible listeners for vibing with me through this episode. Mark your calendar because I drop a fresh batch of knowledge every Wednesday at 6 p.m. It's a date that you don't want to miss. Share this podcast with your squad and your fam. Catch me vibing on your go-to streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Just stop by my website for the full experience. Until the next episode, keep it real. Keep it mentally financial. I'm your man, Uncle G, signing off with nothing but peace and love.